live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the mirror store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm your host, John Stavler, with the guy on the left coast.
The guy, me, James Martinez.
The man.
LA.
The man.
How are you?
Did you see Lions to Lambs?
Yeah, I just about less than 30 seconds ago asked for the numbers on that, and it looks like it's Tom Cruise's first major, complete, total bomb, mixed with Meryl Streep, mixed with, I did watch it, and I was, The main line in there, which they didn't talk about at all, is when Robert Redford's talking to his student. He says, yeah, get out of college and be in debt. And I'm like, exactly. Exactly right. Okay, could we do a little bit more on that and expand on that? You can talk about everything else, which he does, and everybody's, you know, place in this issue, and what are you going to do with your life and all that stuff. But main thing is the money.
Yeah.
Hello. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I saw the movie as well as my wife and my engineer and his wife, and the thought struck me that this was a movie that asked questions, but it didn't give you any answers. That was what was so disquieting about it. Everybody was looking for, okay, what's this movie about? Well,
right. It
was about the war in Iraq. It was about the news media and how they hoard themselves up and played this thing, and well, just didn't ask the very simple questions like, excuse me, Mr. President, I remember when you said when. You know, it was journalistic, it was political, and it was also military and the sacrifice that people gave up. But that was the disquieting thing about the film. It wasn't wrapped up in a neat little bow.
No, it wasn't. I think it made a little bit over 6 point something million, which is an absolute atrocious bomb of all time. Really bad. Even with Cruise, I'm wondering what they're going to be saying in the next couple of weeks about this.
I don't know. I think as the word gets out on the street about this movie, and I really don't ever read any reviews because these people, you know, that what have they said before? Those that can't, don't, or
yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, it's something to put a movie together, and it's another thing not to be a talent, but to sit back on high with the gavel of judgment banging down. I don't know. I didn't feel wasted. I didn't feel that it was a waste of time seeing the movie. There wasn't. If you notice something in that movie, James, there wasn't a lot of extracurricular distraction. There was none of that. It just honed down on the points it wanted to make. And quite frankly, it was a well-done movie. I'm just wondering, only being an hour and 40 minutes, what was left on the cutting room floor that might have tied this thing in a little bit tidier? It was like three stories going on at the same time.
Yeah, I'm wondering what Redford did with his editor and how the decisions were made in terms of that, because it definitely I watched real close, and I knew the thing was going to bomb, and I was with some friends, and I walked out of there, and I'm like, well, you know, I get it, but this is going to fail miserably.
Well, but what was the overriding impression that you had, or what was the feeling you had when you walked out of that theater?
Mine was like, okay, well, what's next, and why did you miss this and this and this? If you're going to come out and do an editorial in your own thing, why don't you really come out with the real information and show your guts?
Yeah, they left the edge off of that one. Well, it stayed blunted so it could get distributed through the Hollywood distributors. All right,
there you go.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
The The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
All
right, so John, I got to ask you.
Yes.
So when I was watching the movie, what was interesting to me was they did it from our learning institution, and that's exactly who we are talking to, our colleges. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there watching this. I'm like, okay, we're at a learning institution. Everybody, all the students are shooting off their mouth, but nobody's talking about the money. Nobody.
That's right.
Not even a mention of it. Only a reinforcement that they're going to go into debt as soon as they get out of college. So, everybody, for calling about getting rid of your credit card debt, all unsecured credit card debt, including school loans. Please call 877-331-0626. Today I do have somebody standing by to receive your call to get your information and answer any questions you may have as well. So.
Oh, goody gumdrop, as they say.
Yeah.
Where the heck did that saying come from?
I don't know.
Same place with the sawed-off little star of the 30s, Shirley Temple, Good Ship Lollipop?
Right, okay. Maybe. All right. Maybe, yeah.
I'm looking at urbansurvival.com, and I was sitting here scratching my head as to why gold took a mild dip here. And when I say
how much of a dip?
Well, it's only $26. But I'm sitting there and I'm scratching my head and I'm going, wait a minute here. Well, the bond market is closed today, and it's basically a half a holiday for the markets now. The bond market is closed, but the stock market is open. And what a time to run up the dollar in the early going. The plan for the day, and with it, at least for a short time, we'll see a drop in metals. That's until tomorrow.
Right.
Now, I've been watching this very closely, James. They've been using terms about the economy, a soft landing, these types of things.
And, soft landing.
Yeah. And even the New York Sun, bless their little teddy holes, and my mother never did tell me what a teddy hole was, by the way. It says that after what Los Angeles money manager Arnold Silver called a brutal 3 days, the question is, what now for the market? The Wall Street superstar this year who runs Balestra Capital Partners, Jim Melcher, says he's worried about a recession. Now, let me stop here, because we have been in a recession. These clowns are redacting what they have said before on these financial news shows, and they're calling it corrections now. It's not a recession, it's a correction. Okay.
I'm so sick of their television editorial damage control. I'm worried about my paycheck because I'm a gutless turd and I can't speak the truth about what's really going on.
Yeah.
I'm getting sick of it.
Well,
it,
I mean, but it's like standing on a lake in a spring summer or a spring spring day up north. You know, you can stand here for a while, but you know you're going to go through. Yeah,
right.
And it's like, what do I do here? Do I shift my weight from one to the other? You know, do I dance around a little bit? Do I keep moving around? No, you're going down. It's just a matter of not if, it's when.
When, right, when.
Now, but he,
exactly.
But he said, Jim Melcher said, he says, not a normal one, but a very bad one. And the lead on this story, the worst recession since the...
A very bad one, huh? that's as good as he could come up with, well, a very
and
bad
that's, one. And that's relative. It could be or it couldn't be, you know.
Right,
but
maybe not, right.
The header on this story is, James, talk of worst recession since the 1930s. Hold the phone, folks. I'm not into this Orwellian history flushing exercise here. I remember back in the 30s, we were in a full-fledged depression, not a recession, not a worse recession. We've had multiple recessions, at least six or eight of these things, since the big D happened back in 1929.
Right.
Balestro Capital, $350 million New York hedge fund, was up 3% for the past three market sessions when the Dow Jones Industrial, spearheaded by widespread declines in financial stocks and fears of more billion-dollar-plus asset write-downs. Now, here's the beauty of this whole thing. Now, folks, I want you to consider this. With all of these banks talking about all of their losses, billions, and they've got $400-500 trillion of derivatives out there floating in the marketplace that has not even, it's still orbiting the Earth someplace. That has not even landed. Okay. And this is not going to be.
And it may never land either.
It's going to, and it ain't going to be a soft landing. But this is the thought that struck me as I'm standing in the shower this morning, and I just stopped. It's like a scene out of a movie, James, the epiphany, the bolt out of the blue, you know, the great awakening. The thought struck me, and I've known this all along, but sometimes we have a tendency not to put our thoughts into a logical conclusion. This is my logical conclusion. They're not suffering anything. They didn't lose a damn thing.
Oh, they never did. This is one of the main things I want to try and emphasize on people is this guilt that you have that the people that you spent when you used your credit cards, merchants got paid. They got paid. Hello. It's done. It's done. They were paid. So all that guilt associated with, say you have a hypothetical amount of credit card debt or something like that, all that was paid for. Everybody got their money. Now you are just the battery pack or the slave pay that off.
The Energizer Bunny.
The Energizer Bunny,
it
right.
It keeps going.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, think out of it on a grander scale. Think of it as worldwide. Think of it of Bank of International Settlements. Think of it as the International Monetary Fund. Think of it as the Federal Reserve. What did these people do? They loaned money into circulation, but it cost them not one damn thin dime in which to do that. Now,
no skin off their back.
That's right. And what they've done is they injected a whole bunch of financial little notes into the market. Everybody went to work. They're all toiling and sweating and rolling up their sleeves and beads of sweat popping out of their forehead. And everybody's got their nose to the grindstone and they're all making this money. The only thing that they were doing was legitimizing what the banks have done. The banks, in the meantime, sitting back with a big fat cigar hanging out of their mugs and sitting back and chortling and laughing. We validated their funny money system, and then when we were putting some value to that, they would go in and buy everything on the planet. Okay?
Right, and we were reinforced to use it.
James, think of it this way. You're out in Hollywood. You're driving down whatever boulevard out there, and you see this nice, flashy Mercedes. So you go into the dealership, and you write the guy a check. Now, you give him the check. He smiles at you, shakes your hand, tells you about the maintenance schedule and the warranties and all that other stuff, and you're one little happy camper driving off the lot. Little does he realize, he thought he knew you. He thought the check was good, but guess what? The check wasn't value. It had no value. It was valueless.
Right.
This is what the banking systems have done on this planet to go out there, extract the real wealth so they can invest it, buy up stuff, and when the time comes, they pull the plug. They have not lost a damned thing. Nothing.
Right. So everybody, now as you hear John say that, and I've said that to the people that have spoken to, that have called in, so they understand what's really going on, but what's going on inside of them in terms of their relationship to what that debt and what it means to their life, what it means to their relationships, what it means to their school, what it means to their career. I could go on and on and on. Remember, it's not really there. The merchants have been paid. These guys never lose.
Yeah.
So what I want you to do, people, if you have existing credit card debt, if you're trying to move forward and prepare yourself for the next level, as John and I have discussed on the show over and over again, please, again, call 877-331-0626, and someone will be standing by to assist you there. But I agree with you.
Well, and what we're left with is holding the imaginary bag that they have unleashed this nightmare on us. They have created our realities. We're stuck with it. They have played the game. It has been their game, and we're stuck holding that proverbial bag.
And it's affecting more than just our, you know. To me, that the first issue is it affects everybody's personal lives, but now it's affecting the environment as well, because everything's interrelated with that. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to blame them for that too, since they have plenty of money to fix stuff and could have done so a long time ago, but the international bankers, credit card companies, all have something to do with that as well.
Well, shame on us back in 1913. There were valiant and brave people in the Congress, in the private sector, all over the place that were warning of the takeover by the international banksters through their private company. Back in 1913, folks, if we want to point a finger, let's first point it at us, because we've been cooking this little matrix for them, making them extremely rich for nigh on 100 years now. But the party is over.
Over. It's been over. Everybody's left. There's just broken glass, broken windows, busted records, and crap laying around. Over.
Call it When Atlas Shrugged. You ever read the book?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the whole thing is dark, dank, shadowy, busted this, broken that, you know. And what was the virtue of the entire book? The virtue of the entire book was gold. It can't be manipulated. Well, it can. These clowns have manipulated it. But if this would have been a asset-backed, and I mean true asset-backed currency, this would not have happened. What they have created was this cash machine that just kept spitting money out.
Right.
But that has an internal time bomb that's ticking. It's going on day after day, year after year, and eventually it reaches its usable end. That usable end is now. They've run it as far as they can. This was no accident that they were out there floating all these derivatives. I mean, come on, folks. $500 trillion in derivatives? They keep you focused on the subprime? That's nothing.
Yeah, this manipulation in the media and whatnot with the holidays coming up, I mean, they've started the full Christmas rah-rah here already, way early. And I am just wondering with financially how people are, because I hear it all the time, what they're planning on to do in November and December
I can tell you what Wally World did. Walmart, they've already cut their prices to try to get the stuff moving off their shelves.
Yeah.
And by the way, why was the Grinch that stole Christmas on Friday? It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
Right.
All right, we'll take the break. Yeah, How the Grinch Stole the Planet. Ask your friend.
Right, exactly.
We'll be right back, folks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
My, aren't we just cynical here? Michael Herzog said in a text here, obviously neither one of these guys got the message from Lions for Lambs. I saw it, and it sent plenty of food for thought through mainstream to make people think about what's being sacrificed and why.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I don't know if I agree with that at all, because in this environment, an electronic environment, if you're going to try and send a message out to a people, you got to mix it with entertainment. The Matrix really sent out the message to people about the banks,
but
it's really annoying, but it was a completely different way.
It got lost. Many people watched that and they didn't get it because they were living in the Matrix. It was too intricate of a thing to follow because nobody said, hey, take a look at your own life and run the parallel against this movie. Now, the one thing, we're taking this from a perspective that we're kind of on the inside looking out, with our little faces pressed up against the pane of glass. Think about it from the mainstream aspect. The generally dumb public that doesn't know their bottle cork remover from a golf ball, think about the impact that it had on them. See, we see this through our eyes, not the general public. But I still think a good portion of that movie ended up on the cutting room floor.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sure that when the distributors, the studio, and the editor got together and this became an issue. I am very surprised that two of the biggest names in the business of all time, three of the biggest names, got in and did this and then put this out and did it this way. I'm very surprised, actually,
yeah,
how they did it.
Well, and academia, of course, you're right. The main center of stage for this was academia from the from the thoughtful side. Stage is set for a stock crash. A market implosion is rare, but years of risk and denial, helped along by the Fed's recklessness, have made a wipeout far more likely. Bill Fickelstein, or I'm sorry, Fleckenstein, I'll get that right. As I looked at my screens during Wednesday's rout in the stocks, it occurred to me that our financial system was in the process of imploding. With credit contracting, many businesses in the arena are in the process of being destroyed. And without a financial system, there is no capitalism. Let me rephrase that. Without real money, there is no free market. Capitalism, I don't go in for these ists or isms, okay? From denial to deluge, then the sell-off, rather, he says, spiraled viciously. Thursday, it was led by technology. After Cisco Systems' admission that problems faced us by financial institutions that constitute its largest customers were being impacted, and speculation expired as finally dawned on the tech stock bulls that the economy is weak, businesses will be hurt, and stocks won't go higher. Thursday's sell-off was an even more significant than Wednesday's because it was an indication of the dots being connected and speculative fever being broken. Now, it was the last piece of the puzzle I was looking for in signaling that a dislocation or a crash may be coming. And he says, I know I've talked about this fairly often.
It may be coming. It may not be coming. It may not be coming.
It may be, but maybe not. You know, right. We're in a recession. No, we're in a correction. Maybe not.
Meanwhile, while we're thinking about that, go spend some money.
Yeah. Whip out that MasterCard. There you go.
Right. That's right.
Become an indentured slave. Whip out that MasterCard. He says, I've talked about this. He said, but the stage has been set by the reckless policies pursued by Greenspan Fed in the past decade and a half. Folks, understand something. Understand this, that there would be no boom cycles. There would be no bust cycles. There would be constant, consistent business being conducted if money was real money. You wouldn't need the Fed. You wouldn't need the stock market. You wouldn't need the speculators. You wouldn't need the greatest bust or boom cycle, the dot-com, the real estate, on and on it goes. All of this stuff has been a fiction. You have been sold. We have been living in this fiction, and you can't put the book down. Well, let me tell you how the last chapter ends. By your demise. By your conclusion. You're the end chapter.
Yeah, you have control here. People, if you're at a particular point where you're in way over your head or you're getting close, and most of you don't even know how close you are, because if you're at 10 or 15 grand of credit card debt, I don't care what your money is that you're making per month, you're down the road, because it's designed to entrap you, and they're waiting for something to happen, because they know if you've accumulated credit card debt, there's a mistake that's going to be made, and that money that you have, if you had the money, you wouldn't have 15 grand, because nobody would stick around and just have that. So they know that you don't have it, so they know there's a mistake that's going to be happening sooner or later, either medically, personally, professionally, whatever, and then that's at the point when that 15 grand turns to 20, 25, and 30, and this particular show is a tool as well as an educational system where you can call up 877-331-0626 and call and find out how to be rid of that from your life and begin a new life.
You know,
thinking about actually making money.
You know what you wouldn't
doing
have,
better.
Yeah. James, you know what you wouldn't have seen? If we had an honest money system, we would not have had this explosive growth. It would have been sustainable and even-handed. What you would not have seen dotting the landscape in all of our cities are the corporate icons and the buildings and the skyscrapers and the Invesco fields and this football field and that investment carrying their wonderful branded logo. You would have not seen any of this because corporations wouldn't have been around the way you see them today. They wouldn't have been there, folks. We all would have been employed. We all would have been fat, dumb, and happy, working our lives and betting on tomorrow is going to be just as good as the day that you had today. Now think about that one as we go to commercial break. When we get back, we'll roll your calls, quite a few of them today. We'll get to all of them. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
And who is sitting on the fence out there? Citigroup. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. And
Citigroup.
And a little, yeah, Citigroup. It just sounds so are urbanly happy, doesn't it? Citigroup.
I have nothing to say good about those guys after dealing with them for years and seeing what they do to people.
Yeah, well, you should have heard.
People knew.
You should have heard what they said about you.
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, they. You even question them about anything, they'll sue you.
You know what? And also played last Friday, right after on Turner Broadcasting System, right after the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Right.
And I'm watching this thing and I'm going, oh man, I am the Great Oz. You cannot question me. Let's go to the phones. Russ in Tennessee. Hello, Russ.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, Russ. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
What can I do for you today?
Well, I was listening to your show and you're preaching to the choir, my friend. I think what the public needs to understand of what you talk about banking, what they're doing when you are paying a mortgage payment, what they're doing, they're stealing Federal Reserve notes, which is your sweat equity, because you went out there and you actually worked for that. And when you get paid, you're getting a scraps of paper, which are worthless.
Right.
And anybody who is actually has any doubt in their mind to prove that, I suggest they go to the law libraries and look up a reference. It's called the American Jurisprudence Second Desk Book, found that page 174 or 154, and you need to photograph that. And what it is a chart. It has numerical figures on it. What that means is that that is an open admission by both the United States government and the Federal Reserve notes that they've claimed that the Federal Reserve note is a worthless security.
Right.
Give that man his own financial show. I think you can.
That's
in,
right.
You're
you
in
got
for the
it right there,
to replace,
buddy.
To replace Neil Cavuto.
Yep.
Yeah. Bullseye.
Anything else, Russ?
That's it. I'm listening to you fellas, and you're right on target. And I think the American people need to home in on this and find out exactly why they're being stolen from every single day. I cannot imagine all these people going to work every day. I see them in the cars every day. They're driving to work, and they're smiling on their face. And I look at them and say, what are you smiling about? You're getting all this labor, all your personal labor, your physical labor, whether you're a truck driver or you're a computer genius. And by the end of the week, or it doesn't matter what mode you're being paid, whether you're being paid twice a month or every week. I mean, you're getting scraps of paper for labor that you've done, and there's getting papers. It's worthless.
Yeah, and then
Russ,
and then
you're exactly right.
And then you get the luxury, Russ, of being taxed out of your socks because the financial system that has been set up is being devalued. They call it inflation. It's actually devaluation. So the system has to keep taxing you more. That has to leech more out of your system to keep the thing running. And what the credit cards are doing for people out there right now, it's giving them the illusion of having wealth or things.
And getting raped at 32%.
Yeah, and this is the continuation of it. This is why James suggested, hey, take a weekend, pay everything out of your pocket cash. That means you got to go get your little stash of cash and then spend it. It's not like spending with a credit card or anything else.
Just try it.
Yeah. It's sobering. And people
are very sobering.
Well, you're right, because when you look, you mentioned the stock market, and the stock market is absolutely worth it because it's based on a gigantic bet. It's like chasing a fart in a high wind.
Right.
You got nothing there. I mean, I just can't see people. Your wealth comes out of the ground. It comes in the form of oil, gold. Your human labor is a best capital. Human labor is the most valuable commodity on this earth.
And that's what the bankers realized a long time ago. Let's sell them a dream. We'll give them a system to which to work with. They'll build wealth, well, until we come back and steal it. But in the meantime, no matter who wins, loses, draws, steps forward, drops back, whatever, we still win because we're the ones that created the matrix, and we're out there buying the real wealth of the planet.
Well, here's exactly. One thing. Here's a test I give all the people, and I bump it to people, and I take out a dollar bill on my wallet, and I say, sir, what is this? And they automatically, without thinking, they say it's a dollar. I said, look at this, what it says on here. At the top it says Federal Reserve note, and at the very bottom it says note or dollar. I said, is there a note or a dollar? And they still can't understand. I says, can you give me change for this? And they start reaching their pockets. And wait a minute, you can't do that. You can't take paper and convert that into coins. It doesn't mean the same thing. And it says in that there, it says, this note, not dollar, is legal tender for all debts, public and private. They're missing the point there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Understood. Russ, you're on your game. Keep walking and talking. Maybe people start to wake up a little bit more.
I hope so, because I tell you, we're at the end of the line, my friend.
Pass the word, buddy. We've been the cannon fodder.
Well, the train is going at full speed. We're about ready to make a crash pretty soon. I tell you, it's going to be a lot more violent than 1929.
Yeah, and I want to emphasize again, and thanks for your call, Russ.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Russ.
For home protection purposes, folks, I would suggest you go to your gun show out there on the weekends. I'm not trying to make anybody paranoid. I'm not saying that World War III will be waging on the streets next week, but I'm telling you right now to go out and purchase some home protection. It depends on what you like. I have an array of home protection from 50 caliber on down. You just never know. But I'm telling you to go out there and buy your ammunition, not only for the cost. It's going to continue to skyrocket. It's going to go through the roof. The availability of that ammunition for your self-protection. And, folks, this has been guaranteed from the Supreme Court on down. It's even known by our police officers out there in the, I like to call them, the corporate coffer Keystone Cops that work for the corporation. Even they understand this, that protection of property, and you are your property. Folks, it's not a plot of ground. It's not bricks and mortars. It's not the windows, the kitchen sink, the toities, whatever else. You are the property. Okay, you are the enabler of that property. You are the one that gave that thing value. That is yours, but so is your life. And I'm telling you right now, folks, this is going to go down. It is going to get rather tedious. It is going to get rather ugly, and it ain't going to be real pretty. But here's the thing. financially, you can set yourself up now, and you can start. You already know the projections. You already see the handwriting on the wall. You can start to make the moves now to protect yourself as best as you can. I know you didn't create the matrix. You're in it, but we're trying to give you a way out of it. And then other aspects of this. There's going to be no way around this, no place to run, no place on this planet that this depression is not going to touch. So don't even think about running, because you're only going to die tired. You're going to die out of breath. Let's go back to the phones. Lance from Texas. Hello, Lance.
Hey, James. Lance. Hey, John.
How you doing?
Hey, Lance.
Doing all right. Hey, I think Russ just hit on something here when he said we're at the end of the game. You know, it took the Federal Reserve 20 years to bankrupt the country through their phony notes. And the way they sold it to us, and the way they always sell everything to us, is over a long period of time. 20 years is, you know, not geologically a long period of time, but it's a long period of time in someone's life. And they circulated these notes alongside silver certificates and gold certificates. And I guess my question is, if they took that long to bankrupt the country, why are they moving so quickly now? Do they know something that we don't? Do they see it spiraling out of control,
Lance?
Or are they just in a hurry?
They've set the trap. They've baited the trap. They've set the trap itself, but it has gone off prematurely. What was supposed to have already happened is the North American Union was already supposed to be solidified. It was already supposed to be codified in their own books. It has not. This, what you're seeing right now, was not supposed to happen for a couple more years yet.
That's right.
Okay, so things aren't always rosy in the globalist arena out there, and they mistakes.
They have plans of their own, too, that group.
Yes.
Definitely have plans of their own that supersede money and everything else. I'm sure they do.
What was supposed to happen here, I'll give you the inside track on this, Lance. What was supposed to happen here is the North American Union was already supposed to be dealing with the Amero. The Europeans over there with their Euro. And we were going to be bumping along just fine, at least for a little while longer. You were to have a worldwide depression, crashes all over the place. They were to introduce the new world currency, and that would have been put everybody on the level playing field, forget the devaluations and the drops between this currency and that currency. We're going to make all of this stuff go away. We're going to be able to conduct business. Anybody in Tokyo can talk to somebody in Washington, D.C. or over in Dubai. They'll all be on the same financial page. It blew up in their face. It wasn't supposed to happen yet.
So you think they're playing catch-up?
They are playing catch-up.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
They're playing. They're doing damage control and everything to try and control how you think, your beliefs, maybe this, maybe that, all this other nonsense. Yep.
And here we are 10 years later, and I was called a whack job, some malcontent, some discontent, some person that must have been on drugs. We have been talking about, I've been steadily talking about this for a decade, and here it is. And here
I've been called a lot of things myself.
Yeah. Well, you know how I knew there wasn't a Santa Claus? My cousin, this is a true story, my cousin told me that there was no Easter Bunny. So in my young mind, I logically put this together. I thought, wait a minute. If there's no Easter Bunny, then therefore there may not be a Santa Claus.
You're a malcontent.
I'm telling you. Lance, anything else?
That's it, brother.
Okay.
Thanks. You guys keep up the good work.
All right. You hang in there, my friend.
Lance, take care.
All right. Yeah, folks, understand this. We're not offering a panacea here. What we're giving you is projections. We're telling you what's going to happen. The only thing that you can do, the only thing you can do at this point in time, is position yourself the best you can. That's the only thing that you can do right now.
And part of what it takes to do that is changing your thinking about the scenario. I know there's lots and lots of new listeners, and some of this may be completely, totally new information. And you're probably checking with your friends and checking online and looking over here and looking
not
over there.
Not in this market, it ain't. Wait till we hit the mainstream. They're going to go, what'd that guy just say?
No,
he's crazy.
Some people get completely offended if I even discuss some of the matters, or they just look at me like I just am two tacos shy of a combination plate.
Yeah.
So they're just like, what is the matter with you?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Well, it takes on a whole different turn when it's at their front door, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And now certain people are starting to put the pieces together, and again, for everybody, that if you have, you're trying to restructure your finances and get ready for this big shift, we do talk about that. Also, if you ever get a chance and listen to the show, please go back and listen to our archives when we interviewed Brad Daly about CMS and had some people on there that went through the program. Please give us a call at 877-331-0626, and you may call to somebody live now and discuss the situation and how to resolve it and proceed. It's all there for you to do. But like I say, and I speak with John about this, you have to think differently. You can't think the same. If you think the same as you've done in the past, you will not be ready for the shifts necessary.
Welcome aboard the Titanic.
Absolutely.
If you do not shift your paradigm of thought and do it in quick fashion, we have some third-class tickets for you on the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
And as she's going down, you won't even get the luxury of scrambling on deck and dying in the frozen water. You're just going to go down with ye old ship. Jerry from, this audience, you can tell from Russ, he's got the program. Many of the callers in this market understand exactly what's going on. So simply all that we're going to do, folks, is expand the listening audience.
Right.
And we're going to be getting the calls. We're going to be getting the calls going, you people are crazy.
Definitely.
Are you some side of some? You're one of these terrorist Al Qaeda sympathizers, ain't you? You're trying to destroy this country. They don't even have the thought process. They don't even have the basics of knowledge to understand where the root of this problem has come from, the greed of the people that have been running it, and you fine folks out there, the little proverbial rats in the little wheel just running endlessly day after day after day after day. They didn't care if you dropped dead and fell out of the wheel. They just plugged somebody else in your spot. You were out there. You were the wealth engine for them. Understand?
Yeah, you
that.
Made them rich beyond the dreams of avarice. You did that.
Yes.
And by changing your thinking, changing your thoughts, John is precisely right in how he explains this. You will change your life. I mean, there are things. I don't want to make it seem completely negative, but let me tell you something. When you've been in a tremendous amount of debt and you figure out what's going on and now you understand it, there is a relief to that. There's liberation to that. There's freedom to that. And also, it gives you the courage to move forward and start thinking way smarter than you've done before. In terms of what's going on financially with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Jerry from South Carolina. Hello, Jerry.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
how
Jerry.
You doing today?
Hi.
Hey, Jerry.
Great. Well, I'm just now coming out of the slime of the Matrix.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to help me pull me the rest of the way out.
Here's your prescription.
We'll wash off, too.
Jerry, here's your prescription. What you've got to do is take 10 consecutive hot showers.
Okay.
Turn off the television set. Turn off that TV set.
Yeah, I've done that. I've given up. I don't have credit cards. I don't have a checking account. I gave those up years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're ahead of the game.
I deal strictly either with cash or money orders, and that's it.
Good.
Good man.
But, I finally made up my mind, too. When this really hits the fan, I'm going to go down there in the jungles of Brazil and live with the monkeys in the tree. But on a serious note, though, I'm still kind of confused on this Ponzi scheme that they've got going. Can you give me a definition of what exactly is inflation?
Inflation is simply put, my friend. Inflation, look at it in real terms. It's actually... they created something and said, here's a shiny new whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good parallel on this deal would be a car.
Okay.
You buy a brand new car. Okay, the price was set on that car. Now, you know the minute that thing is titled and you drive it off the lot, what happens to it? It becomes a used car.
Right.
It has already lost valuation. As you own that shiny new car and you try to keep it tuned up and you try to keep it polished, it's going to age, things are going to rust, things are going to break. It devalues year after year after year.
Okay.
It didn't inflate. It devalued. That's the same way that money, once they created that shiny new vehicle, all it did from the day they created it was become a little bit more bent, a little bit more tarnished, a little bit older, and a little bit less valued.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not inflation whatsoever. It is actually a devaluation.
Okay.
They love that term, inflation, because that doesn't connect with anybody's brain stems at all.
Yeah, it wasn't connected with mine.
Yeah, inflation. Well, inflation was moderate this year. Well, wait a minute. What's inflation?
Nobody even knows what that means.
Doesn't RAID make a bug bomb? I mean, we can kill roaches. Can't we kill this thing called inflation? Why do we got to keep living with this? Because it was an inherent fixture of their creation.
Okay.
Yeah.
A better term could it be, say, buying power of the dollar?
Buying power, purchasing power. Absolutely.
Okay.
And what is it worth right now? It used to be 100 cents when they created it back in 1913. Now it's only worth 2 cents. Would you say that's inflation or devaluation?
Devaluation.
Bingo. Give that man a Cubie doll. Yeah.
But the thing that gets me though is how did they pull this off? Because I mean
politics.
You can still take it and go buy, you know, tangible things with it. You can still go buy a car. You can still go purchase items at the store.
But it's all about tomorrow.
But Jerry, think about this. My mother, I remember the only new car she ever bought in 1969 was a Camaro Rally Sport. Beautiful little car. She paid $3,200 for it. If they were still making Camaros today, you'd be spending upwards to $30,000 for it. Now, did that price inflate, or did that dollar to purchase that devalue?
It devalued.
There you go. Jerry, hang on a second. We'll finish up with you on the other side of this. This is Cash Flow. John Stattmiller, James Martinez. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, Jerry, you've had 3 minutes. Did you take your hot shower yet?
Did you put your deodorant on?
Yeah, because it's going to get real.
Get rid of that slime.
I'm telling you. Is Jerry still with us?
Yeah. Hello?
There you are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I
anyhow,
didn't get a chance to.
So anyhow, you've already cut out the major ties to thought and mind control.
Okay.
The television, the money, all those things. I don't see anything else. You don't deal in credit cards. You don't deal with any of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
As long as you are positioned to take care of yourself when food and fuel is going to be out of sight,
right.
Housing is going to be a priority. As long as you can work those things out, you're pretty well set to weather the perfect storm they've set up for us.
Right.
One more thing. One more thing. Don't
yes,
forget
sir.
This. You. I know you're in a great position now, but you need to pay it forward and help somebody else out and let them know what you know.
Bingo.
Let them know about this show. Let that person know that they know and daisy chain it, because when they know, they're an asset and ally to you. So
right.
it works within. So make sure you pass the word around. Let them know what you know, because you're one of the rare people.
Well, my wife, at first when I started talking to her, you know, a few years ago about the economy crash, and she looked at me like I was something from Mars, you
mm-hmm.
know. But now she wakes up and she watches the news before she goes to work every morning. She says, "You know, the dollar is going down in value." And I say, "Yeah, I told you a long time ago."
Yeah, a long
said,
time ago.
The stock market's crashing.
Going down in value. It does. I don't know how old she is, but since the '60s, it's lost 60, almost 70% of its value just from the '60s alone.
Right. Yeah. I just started waking up a few years ago myself, and I when I told her that, you know, she looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah.
And now it's starting to suddenly hit her, because it's in the mainline news that how much the dollar's worth compared to other currencies in the world.
Right.
And the other thing I wanted to run by you was that I was talking to a friend of mine at work a couple of years ago. And I told him, I said, you know something? You never really own your house. He says, well, my house is bought and paid for. He says, I don't make any more house payments. I said, but you technically, you don't own that house. And he says,
I bet he didn't like hearing that.
He said,
yeah. Are you still friends with that person?
No. Wait, let me tell you what happened. He says, well, prove it to me. And I says, don't pay your property taxes and see what happens.
That's right.
I said, mm-hmm. I said, if you don't pay your property taxes, the state will come and confiscate your home and kick you out.
That's right. And
you never truly own that home. You just, you know, it's a feudal system that I told him. You know, he got mad at me.
I'm sure he did.
Of course he did.
Well,
of course he did.
What you did was you just exploded. I mean, the guy probably had a 30-year fixed mortgage. He's paid untold amount of usury fees for the pleasure of borrowing that money from a lender to begin with.
Exactly.
And he's toiled 30 years, sweated and saved and scrimped and whatever to buy that house. And then you told him, or turned around and told him, said, well, yeah, you can own the house if you can pick it up, put it on your back and carry it someplace. Because
yeah.
The property it sits on, you got to pay a yearly rent.
And you crushed his ego, and you witnessed cognitive dissonance, and you, that the person you completely tested his belief system completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got highly upset.
Bet he
oh,
did.
Sure. Yeah.
That's what happens. I call it the 16-pound sled syndrome. Hey, Jerry, thanks for your call.
Okay,
hey, thanks,
care.
Jerry.
Yeah, thank all of you for joining us today on Cash Flow. We'll
now he knows how I feel. Now I know how he feels.
There you go. And the experience that man had, this is going to be seen millions of times over when people finally wake up.
Absolutely.
They're in the matrix, but they are stirring. Call that number, 877-331-0626, or email James at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Get rid of that credit card, all unsecured debt. Listen to the recorded message, 888-213-7655. James, we shall see you tomorrow, sir.
All right, everybody. Have a great afternoon.
Okay. See you tomorrow, folks.
Bye-bye.